But let's go first to Michael Dean, who's on the line with us here. You're on Free Talk Live via Skype.
Hey, yeah, what's up? This guy is not Satoshi Nakamoto, is my opinion. And I
why?
That's not what I'm calling about, because I say so. I don't know. I got obsessed and spent 4 hours today reading everything about this and
really?
Looking at video. But you make it sound like that's a deficiency, Ian. Come on. No, it's a good thing. It was part of the process. I'm glad you spent that time,
because I certainly did.
There you go. I like the Superman theory. I like hearing Mark talk about Superman. But what I'm calling about is a vision of LibPair. What it would
What's that?
Like if the government were out of the way. LibPair is libertarian paradise. The thing that we're all looking for, which, you know, probably wouldn't be a paradise. It'd probably actually be a little louder and noisier and rough around the edges than what we have now, but more fun. So I had a dream that Excellent. Ian and I were hanging out in LibPair. The government was gone, or just, you know, like MySpace, like, yeah, 100 million users. No one's checked in for 5 years.
Are you still taking a lot of medications for your illness?
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to make sure for the dream. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. I was like, well, take this with a grain of salt. Michael Dean is tripping on Big Pharma. No, okay, so I've always had vivid dreams, and they're always like elevator pitch dreams, like movies. Like, I can describe them, whereas, you know, like my wife will have a dream and describe it for 20 minutes. And I'm like, what happened? You know, my dreams I can describe in like a four floor trip on an elevator, and they make sense. So I had a dream that the government was out of the way, there was no FCC, and Ian Freeman owned a 1 million watt AM radio station.
Set okay. people's hair on fire.
We did. We were lighting joints and cooking burritos out the window by pointing them at the antenna 200 feet away.
Yeah.
Okay. It probably made us sterile, but it was Far in New Hampshire, in the woods. But it was like it was in a treehouse, like rainforest canopy height, like 300 feet up. There aren't trees that tall there, but there were in this dream, 300 feet up in the air. And Ian and I were there with Jazzy, the studio dog. And it was like, we didn't know what to do, because the government was like, what did the libertarian shows do when the government's out of the way? So, like, I think somebody was playing with two turntables and a microphone. We were interviewing Jazzy, the studio dog, on the air. We were, like, you know, scratching records. We were playing sound bites. It was free form, like, you know, trippy 60s FM radio is what we're doing. That was what we did. So what do you guys think you would do? And I think Mark was like back home with an abacus going, wait, how do we monetize? I don't know what to do now.
Monetize this?
Yeah. So they're just cussing and interviewing a dog. Oh, we were cussing a lot. And then you got sick of cussing, but I kept cussing because. So what do you guys think LibPair would look like radio wise and world wise?
Oh, God, that's a big question. I mean, how do you even start with that?
Well, we're obviously talking about the future, and I really do believe that radio talk is the radio of the future. Now, I don't think radio is going to be as lucrative as it was in the past.
And it won't be on radio, probably.
Well, there's still the devices out there. I mean, people are still going to use them. Because
well, you know, every
convenient.
Smartphone now has an FM receiver in it. Did you
I
know
don't
that?
Think that's true.
The new smartphones all, I think it's a law.
I don't think so.
Most of them have it. Android phones almost all, or you can put it on as an app, and they have to have the headphones plugged in because it works as the antenna, but it's pretty good audio quality.
You've actually tried this?
Yeah, it's for some so the DHS can contact you if, you know, like, I don't know, internets are down.
Okay, interesting. The last I heard about that was they'd managed to get like one or two phone companies to implement an FM chip, but not all of them. But maybe I just haven't paid close enough attention to that. I don't believe that I have one in my phone, and it's within the last couple of years. Mine's at like a 2-year-old phone.
Yeah. What I would say is that in a libertarian world, there I think they'd still have many of the rules that the FCC has. That mostly things
F
would
that.
No, I'm just, I get where you're coming from, but, you know, there are lots of people that don't want to hear cussing on the radio. So
yeah, they would listen to the channel, you know, the market would take care of it. They'd listen to the grandpa's channel.
They would. And, talk radio is mostly a group of people that don't want to hear that kind of talk. I'd get tired of it too.
That's the word we can
listenership of conservative talk radio.
We're changing
there's a lot of different kind of talk radio out there. I mean, for instance, where we come from, Mark, we were on a station called Real Radio in Florida, which is an FM talk station that has been around since the 1990s, and it's a very kind of blue format. It's kind of TNA, have the strippers in the studio kind of format, and I think absolutely on a station like that you would hear profanity. So
I wonder whether that would be even interesting in a world without the FCC.
People subscribe to Howard Stern, you know.
They do.
He's so square. Howard Stern is square. I mean, he was
whatever.
A pioneer,
he's got strippers on his show, and you know they curse on
strippers
satellite
on
radio.
Yeah, but we call radio over here at the Fiends. We call it Grandpa's Podcasts.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. I mean, if Mark, what you're saying is true, and that talk radio is the future of radio, then that means that there needs to be more than just conserva-clone talk radio for talk radio to become something more than it currently is, which that's about all it is. There are some stations like Real Radio, but you can probably count them on one hand. There used to be some liberal talk radio stations. There aren't as many of them these days, and the ones that do exist basically have the same formula as the conservative talk stations.
Well, so. At this point, we only have basically two companies that own radio stations that are diminishing, and there's two big companies out there that own a lot of stations.
They've also been selling their stations.
A tremendous amount of debt.
Stand by, Michael Dean. Let's talk about the future in moments here. More about that, and your calls and thoughts are welcome. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. What would Libertarian Paradise look like? Let's continue here. We do have Michael Dean with us from the Freedom Fiends. He's on via Skype. And Michael, you had asked the question, what do you think, or what do we think here on Free Talk Live, that specifically radio will look like in so-called libertarian paradise, that wonderful concept of freedom that we all have that would like to achieve someday, but what would it actually look like? And then you asked a more broad question about what would the world look like? And obviously, it's impossible to answer the second question. And it's
I think the second question is one that people should be asking and talking about a lot. There's a lot of discussion of academic crap, like who would build the roads. But once you get past that, you know, and there's really not a lot of great sci-fi on this. I mean, I guess Scott Beezer's done some. Moon is a Harsh Mistress, but like, really, like, what would it look like? I'd like to hear 100 different versions of it.
I'll tell you, the world's never going to be libertarian paradise because you can't get everyone to agree on everything. So I think if you can carve out some paradises around the world and like New Hampshire and a few other spots, then it might help promote the ideas of liberty to the rest of the world. But you're always going to have people who want to control others, and there are going to be people who want to be controlled. I mean, those people, they're into that, and they're not going to be persuaded by our wonderful wealth or whatever. I mean, slavery has ended for the most part, at least chattel slavery has ended in a lot of parts of the world, but it still exists. It's not completely gone. And obviously slavery is sort of in a different form today anyway.
If slavery was legal right now, people would do it. I mean, there's already a movement of people who are attempting to act like slaves to their, mistresses and dominatrixes and the opposite, the male genders of those. So, I would think that if you could sell yourself into slavery and give the money away or, spend it on crack or whatever it is, that a good percentage of the population would do that. The only thing that's saving them is the fact that it's completely illegal to do that. The only slavery that's allowed is the government's
enslaving.
It's like the lottery.
So, we're never going to get to that perfect world. Because remember, there's always those zeitgeist people that want to put the world under the control of some computer program. And they believe that would be...
Those people are all broke.
Paradise.
Some of
the libertarians. I don't know if you've noticed that.
They're less broke. No. And there's a few billionaires. But the people that want to have the world run by the socialist computer, like those people can't even pay their rent.
Yeah, I understand where you're coming from, but I'm just pointing out that, you're not necessarily going to convince everybody that they should join this libertarian paradise movement. That's just very unlikely, which is why concentrating libertarians in one place is a darn good idea, and that's why we're seeing the Free State Project be so successful here in New Hampshire. So, as far as radio is concerned, I think it's a little easier to see what that might be like. I think that one thing that you'd see happen with radio without government would be that you'd have more choices on the dial. I mean, that's an easy answer.
You'd have more Yeah, you know, I think you'd have more like ability to put more things on the dial too, yeah. because like digital radio has not caught on in America because of government.
That's
you know,
true.
It's caught on in Europe, and you can put 10 times as many channels in the same bandwidth.
Well, yeah, and the you know, many in most geographic places in the United States, there's just not enough on the dial, and it's because it costs too much to yeah. broadcast it. All the engineering
to go through the legal
yep,
hassles.
All the stuff that goes into it, rather than you know putting up some small tower in your backyard. And broadcasting on an open channel, obviously stepping on somebody else's signal, that's, as far as I'm concerned, that's a property rights violation. But on an open signal, if you're out in, I don't know, Bozeman or something like that, it's not going to be that big of a deal. There's plenty of places here in Keene, New Hampshire, that you could be on the dial and not disturb anyone's signal at all. But obviously, yeah. New York City, Boston, Chicago, these places are exempted from the conversation
well, that,
I'm having.
That, well, and that's one of the problems I think the FCC's created by just arbitrarily selecting the boundaries for the FM and AM bands. Like, oh, well, so if you're in New York City, we're all fulled up. Sorry, I don't have any room yeah. for you. Well, the marketplace would figure out a way to get around that, right? Like, whatever it would be, like in the computer world, there's groups or consortiums of technology companies that come together and they agree on certain standards. So, like, USB appears on every single computer out there because no one really, like, owns USB. It's sort of a standard that they came up with, basically, that all of these computer manufacturers can use. Now, maybe they're paying some sort of license fee. I don't know how it all works behind the scenes, but you know, it's not like it's not the same thing as some sort of proprietary Apple connector. You know, so there's these things that they come up with that the whole industry just sort of agrees to use. Similarly, with like Blu-ray versus HD DVD, or anyone remember HD DVD? Or how about Beta versus VHS? More people probably remember Beta. It was a larger war, a larger format war back then. VHS won the war. Arguably, Beta was the better format, but VHS won, and that's what the manufacturers.
What about Laserdisc?
Adopted.
Where does that even get? Doesn't even get to hit on.
Poor Laserdisc.
It's a mention.
I love Laserdisc.
So if you could put 100 you know stations on what you can put one station on now, you could have wider, less low and lowest common denominator stuff. Like, you know, every network now has a fishing show and a car repair show, but you could have the fly fishing and Maserati repair show. You know, something more specific. If you could have 100. Instead of one on the same amount of radio frequency. And
yeah.
I believe too, yeah, I agree that, you know, without government, business would come up with that way faster and implement it better.
And also businesses will come up with ways to protect the kids from the bad programming as well. So I'll give you an example of this from the marketplace.
You guys are advertising something for internet censorship, and I think it's great. You know, it's voluntary for families.
Yeah. So there'd be some kind of tool like that. And my favorite example of this is that with free-to-air satellite, which is what we're on in over Africa, a good chunk of Africa and North and Central America, there are free-to-air satellite receiver sellers. So you can go and buy a free-to-air satellite receiver, plug it into your satellite dish, and receive hundreds of free TV and radio channels, including LRN.FM, which has some very profane shows on it, which would mean that anyone listening to free-to-air could hear that. But there's a certain seller out there that sells a receiver that is locked to specific religious channels. So you can buy a free-to-air receiver that does not receive all free-to-air channels.
It probably costs more.
I don't know. It's very cheap.
And people buy it, yeah.
But, you know, the religious family buy that because they know they can have their kids flipping through all the channels and they're just going to go through all the same religious channels and they'll never have to see anything that they don't want them to see. Thanks, Michael Dean, for your call tonight from Freedom Fiends.
Worms.
And this is Free Talk Live. Continuing, you can join us.